And here with us live is Reverend Joan Ross, as Senior Pastor for Salvation Temple Church North End and Board Chair for Storehouse of Hope. She is a community leader in the North End neighborhood. Reverend Ross, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Cynthia, for having me.
So tell us, what do you see as the main strengths of your community?
Well, certainly the strengths of the community are its people. We have a wonderful group of people. We have great assets in those people in our community. We've always been able to pull together to work on common problems and to work together collaboratively to make our community the place that it is today. I'm excited about the work that you see going on in the North End, how residents have taken responsibility and taken hold of making our community what it is today.
What are the biggest challenges your community faces?
Certainly the biggest challenge is the development that's moving in on us, not just on our community, but around our city. The challenge of the two Detroits is certainly real. It's certainly alive in all of the cities.
So what does it feel like on the ground, in the streets, in your neighborhood?
It feels like we've got to be concerned and be worried about what's happening. We're facing the push into the North End, although it's been 52 years coming. We've had this whole problem of two Detroits for 52 years, with development constantly being in the midtown, downtown areas and a disinvestment in community. But now, all of a sudden, we see this buying up of land and the restructuring of the things that people know as community. When we see 10 years from now, it may look like a community, but it may not be the community that has the residents who have been faithful to this city, this law.
And when you hear the headlines, and as you say, what's happening in Midtown and Downtown and Corktown, I mean, does it matter? Does a new Red Wings arena make a difference to
you? Oh, yes, it does.
How so?
And what matters most is that community voice is being left out of those conversations. We are now working very hard. We have an initiative for the November ballot to get a community benefit ordinance on that ballot. It's important now that community voice be heard. We've been 52 years waiting for the trickle-down, and the trickle-down hasn't happened.
What kind of voice would you want in that? Let's talk about, for example, the Q1 or the M1 rail line, the Red Wings Arena. What would a community voice mean?
So the community benefit ordinance gives us a playing field, a level playing field, and it also brings about a fair exchange. When we hear about private corporations, private organizations coming in, they're still coming in asking for large amounts of public money, public land, and resources, but they're leaving out the voice. Yes, they're private companies, private organizations, but they're still asking for public handout, public assistance. And then if the public is putting in money, we ought to have voice in that. We ought to be at the table in those discussions, in those decisions, saying what is good and what's best for our communities.
Are residents in the North End getting the support and the services from the city that they need, or do you feel like you're going it alone? I guess I'm asking, is Detroit City Hall and its services there for people who are not Dan Gilbert and Mike Ilitch?
Well, there are city services that are beginning to come back. You know, for a long time, our community, like most of Detroit, sat in the dark. We even put in our own solar lights because we were in the dark, and we had to do something about our children standing on corners waiting for school buses and our women walking to bus lines in the mornings in the dark. So we had to do something about that. So we have taken that upon ourselves as one of the initiatives in the North End to put in solar lights of our own.
What are some of the other grassroots initiatives?
We've just started the first community land trust, has started in the North End, because we're very concerned about land and about all our land being grabbed up from us. So we, in October, raised $108,000 in a GoFundMe campaign and purchased some of the homes that were in the tax foreclosure auction. That's a really big piece of land control, is very important. We've also got our first community radio station, or our only community radio station, that we're trying to get up and on air, because it's important that people have voice. So these three things, the community benefit agreement, the community land trust, community radio, those provide equity to community, and they give us voice and power and some of this back that we're losing.
What is your personal vision when you look around your home, your neighborhood, the North End, let's say 10, 20 years from now? What's your vision?
I see an investment that needs to be made in the folks that have stuck it out, the folks that are Detroit, that have stayed, to rebuild our homes, to make our community and our neighborhoods back the way they used to be, homes that we could exchange information across the fence with our neighbors. I see that we need to work on the elements of our school. We don't have a public school in our community, so we need schools and we need the education. And I see voice being provided to people that they can no longer just sit and allow these things to happen, where our money is taken, our land is taken, our resources are used, and we are left without any say in it at all. Even with the M1, we have no say in what happens around the M1. It is just happening.
And it's right there in
right
part
there.
Of your neighborhood.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you believe this vision will come true?
Oh, yes. I believe that the people of Detroit have gotten to the point that they are willing to stand up. They are willing to go to the ballot. They are willing to say, even though you're in office, you're not working in our best interest. Let's go forward together.
The Reverend Joan Ross, Senior Pastor for Salvation Temple Church North End and the Board Chair for Storehouse of Hope, providing emergency food, resource referrals, and other services for people in Detroit's North End neighborhood. Reverend Ross, we want to thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us today. It was great
thank
to
you,
have
Cindy.
You with us.